It's Tuesday, February 25th, 2025, and from Dallas, Texas, this is World Missionary Evangelism on the Air. It's Mission Focus Week, and in just a few moments, WME's President Daniel Moore and MD Silas will be here to discuss our child sponsorship programs. But first, will you listen to this important message? If you aren't receiving our magazines and our newsletters, then you're not reading the entire World Missionary Evangelism story. Our magazines and newsletters are free. All you have to do to receive them is call 1-214-942-1678 and ask to be placed on our mailing list. There is absolutely no obligation. Once again, that number is 1-214-942-1678. You will receive our monthly newsletters and our magazines, and you will have an opportunity to look at the WME complete story, get to know our people, and then make a decision to plug into a mission that gives you the chance to live out Matthew 25, 35 through 40.
WME family, this is MD Sias here with President of World Missionary Evangelism, Daniel Moore.
It's good to be here. It's good to be on this side of the microphone. I love to ask questions, and I love to inform our WME family about what God is doing through the ministry.
Could you share with us more about what we're doing in this new season of celebrating 65 years of caring for children?
When I think about that, and I think of the countless children blessed because of child sponsorship, I think of the countless lives touched by God. Many of the children have gone on to be in ministry, to break that cycle of poverty. There is nothing quite like being in the life of a child. There's nothing quite as rewarding as being able to help a young lady, a young man, and to be a blessing to their life, to see God move in their life. It is such a blessing. And that's something we've been doing now, MD, successfully for 65 years.
Wow. Breaking that cycle of poverty.
We're there to help them with their physical needs, mm-hmm. but we're also there to help them with their spiritual needs. These children that are being sponsored are receiving the gospel. They're receiving Bibles. That's what sets us apart. Many, unfortunately, that have Christian names, many that have Christian beginnings, they don't have that commitment to the gospel that we have. And we have a commitment to the gospel. That child that's being sponsored is also hearing the gospel. Many of those children have gone on to be pastors, preachers, and leaders. We've seen a mighty move of God. I was in a pastor's conference, introduced as the president of World Missionary Evangelism, working in missions. At the end of that conference, I can't tell you the amount of pastors who came to me and said, those children that you sponsored, as they got older, they would go out and preach into the villages. They would preach into churches in the different cities. We've seen a mighty move of God through these children we sponsored. And that's still taking place today. And one of the things that I have in my heart, especially as we talk about child sponsorship, we sponsor little boys and little girls. But among the little boys and little girls that we sponsor, some of the kids being overlooked are some of our older kids. Mm-hmm. There's little girls and the boys who are 13, 14, 15, 16, sometimes overlooked. But they also need help. They also need sponsorship. And along with that, not only are these children who are teenagers, but we also have some children that we sponsor who have handicaps. Mm-hmm. Some of these children require more help. Some have mental issues. Some have physical issues. they also need to know somebody loves them, that somebody cares for them, that somebody's going to step up to the plate for them, that somebody's going to say, I will support that child. I will support that little girl. I will support that little boy, that teenager. That means the world to them. And that is the best way to tell them, not only do we love them, but God loves them. And there is nothing quite like sponsoring a child.
Wow, Brother Moore, that God loves them. I mean, you hit that point so much, reminding me of that passage in James that says what true religion is. What happens in the life of this child when they go from not being able to know where their next meal comes from to being sponsored?
It changes their life. It lets them know. And when I think about child sponsorship, you know, to let that little boy, to let that little girl know they are loved, that somebody cares about them, that somebody is there for them. We love the children that are being sponsored, and praise God. If God has put it in your heart to sponsor one of the younger children, well, praise the Lord. But many times, as I mentioned, those older children feel left out, as if nobody's there for them. I would urge you, as you pray about child sponsorship, to look even at some of our older kids. And look at some of the children who may have some handicaps. They also need to know that God loves them. They also need to know that God cares about them. They also need to know somebody is there for them. The Bible tells us in Psalms 127 that children are our heritage. Children are the church of tomorrow. We want to step up for them, help break the cycle of depression. You know, some of these kids in these countries are living in dire and in these hopeless situations. We talk about some of the countries where we sponsor children, and some of these are very impoverished areas. So to be able to bring that little boy hope, to be able to bring that little girl hope, to let them know that somebody is going to step up for them, sponsor them, show them the love of God, that means the world to them. That's the heart of our ministry. You know, among the many things that God has us doing, among the many projects and among the many areas where God has us working in, child sponsorship. It always comes back to child sponsorship. Every need that we look at, or every area we look at, or every place that we've gone to, it always comes back to child sponsorship, because we want to be in the life of that child. Children need sponsorship, support. Children who need to know that God loves them, that we love them, care about them. We're not going to leave them to their dire circumstances. We're not going to leave them to be victims of poverty, to be victims of their surroundings. We're going to show them that God loves them, that God cares about them, and has a brand new day for them.
Hallelujah. Brother Moore, could you close our time together praying and interceding for this plight of these children?
Father, we thank you today for our child sponsorship, Father. We thank you for, Lord, the younger children that we have. Well, we also pray for the teenagers and for the children who have handicaps, Lord. Father, we pray that they would find their sponsor, that we would be able to help support and sponsor them, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
WME's work began with child sponsorship. And for $35 a month, that's a bit more than a dollar a day, you can provide a child who is living on the edge between life and death with food, clothing, medical care, and an education. And in places like Sri Lanka, also a spot in a WME children's home. If you sponsor a child, we will send you your child's photograph and you will get regular updates on their progress. You can even write to them if you choose. To begin your sponsorship of a child today, pick up the phone and call this number, 1-214 214-942-1678. That's 1-214-942-1678. Or send a designated gift of $35 to begin your sponsorship of a child to this address: WME, Post Office Box 660800, that's 660800, Dallas, Texas 75266. You can also meet a child who needs to be sponsored by going to our website at www.wme.org. In the month of February, World Missionary Evangelism is offering you the opportunity to receive at no cost or obligation A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23. As a shepherd, Philip Keller shares his insights into the life and character of sheep and of the Good Shepherd who loves and cares for them. This beloved classic will give new meaning to the ageless shepherd's poem, enriching your trust in and love for the Lord who watches closely over you. And you can have this book absolutely free. All you have to do is write to us and request our February offer at WME, Post Office Box 660800, that's 660800, Dallas, Texas 75266. Remember to request our February offer to receive the book, A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23.
World Missionary Evangelism's prayer line is there for you during our normal business hours at 1-214-942-1678.
It is through your faithfulness, prayers, and generous letters that make this worldwide outreach for Christ possible. Please include your prayer request in your letters. Here is our mailing address: WME, Post Office Box 660800, Dallas, Texas 75266. Our telephone number for information, our prayer line, or giving gifts using MasterCard, Visa, Discover, or American Express is 1-214-942-1678. For our listeners in Canada, our address is WME, Post Office Box 6088, Fort St. John, British Columbia, V1J4H6. You can find us online at www.wme.org.